Chapter 2. Fascination. A fascination is essential to your work as an idea entrepreneur, because it is the fundamental human element, a shared interest or impulse, that enables you to make a connection with other people. It is the source of your energy, the driver that keeps you going over a long period of time, the wellspring that you dip into over and over again. Oddly enough, the fascination may not be obvious in the original living of it. It has surprised me that many would-be entrepreneurs don't know what their fascination is, cannot articulate it or have never tried, think it is one thing when it's actually another, or are just not ready or able to go there. To break out, however, the idea entrepreneur must find the fascination, connect it with a fundamental human issue, find ways to express it, and be willing to reveal it. This can be remarkably difficult to do, even though the fascination is usually right there, often so obvious and essential that we overlook or dismiss it. It won't be found or defined by looking anywhere but inside yourself, in a search for iconic life moments and key revelations that have thrown the fascination into high relief and nudged you along in the development of the idea. Iconic moments. Childhood is often a good place to start. That is certainly when Cesar Millan's fascination first became evident. Millan is the Mexican-born dog meister whose early identification with dogs propelled him to leave his native country, establish himself in America, and become the immensely popular world-famous dog whisperer. He stars in his own television show. His books have sold millions of copies, and he headlines in One Man and many dog events and major venues around the world. He has advised the famous and mighty, as well as the unknown and the ordinary, on their dog relationships. He is revered by dog owners and lovers everywhere, as well as dissed and doubted by some other dog experts, especially those of the veterinary community. Wellspring. Millan has gotten along particularly well with dogs for as long as he can remember, as he told me in a conversation we had while he was at his dog psychology center in Santa Clarita, California, and I was at home at Concord. He had just come in from his early morning run with 20 dogs. That sounds like a lot, but...